Hey guys, welcome back to the Parenting View podcast. My name's Maria and I'm from Happy Mum, Happy Child, and let's just jump into it. Obviously, it's been a while since my last podcast, and I do apologize for that. I get a little bit sidetracked with life, and I'm just a huge big procrastinator. So I've got all these wonderful ideas and topics that I want to talk about, and then I'm just really lazy. So today I want to have a chat about Christmas traditions. We're in December now and Christmas is fast approaching. And I don't know about you guys, but it's my absolute favorite time of the year. I love every single thing about Christmas. Now, to me, Christmas is as an adult it's changed, but it's not specifically about presents anymore. It's about being together with family, and we have a lot of family on both sides. So growing up, I'm one of four kids. So there were six of us in our family, obviously mum and dad, and then the four kids. So, and my mum is one of nine. My dad is one of five. So our family is freaking huge. So Christmas, when we were growing up, my mum and dad would find it too hard to take us places because we were young and there were four of us. And so Christmas ended up being at our place. We always used to have a massive Christmas lunch with all our family. And that's one of my most fondest memories, is of the family and eating too much food. And then at the end of the day, you're just picking at food pretty much all day. So from the moment we wake up, it's always Christmas, 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 presents, unwrapping. We might have breakfast, but it's usually chocolate. So this is not me right now. This is my family when we grew up. Massive as Christmas lunch with everything you can possibly imagine. Even my grandmother used to make, the Christmas puddings with little 5-cent coins in it. Like, how terrible is that? We used to put coins in our mouth. No, she would clean them, but imagine if she didn't. We had a lot of family. We never really went anywhere because there were just so many of us. There were four kids, and it was just a lot easier for mum and dad just to do it from home. So that became what we did. As we started to get a little bit older, the traditions changed a little bit, and we started to go to like my auntie's house for breakfast in the morning and then mum and dad's for lunch. And obviously now that I'm married, I've got my in-laws and my husband's family, and they've got their own thing that they do. Now, I can't speak for Phil when he was younger, but I'm pretty sure that their traditions have been the same. So my husband is half Chinese, and so his dad's family is Chinese. So they've got this, they have this amazing lunch every year full of European traditional food as well as Chinese traditional food. They cook a whole pig. They've got a massive pig cooker, which is like a giant pit, but it's raised above the ground. Is it above the ground? Yes, it is above the ground. And they light it in the morning and they hook this pig up and lower it down using like a winch, and they cook it. And it's the most amazing thing ever. And that's their tradition. Every year they get a pig, they cook it, and they have amazing food. And yeah, it's a lot of food, a lot of people. Their family's just as big as mine was. So they travel between different houses, so they don't necessarily have it at the same house. So every person in the family takes a turn at hosting Christmas. Although now that everybody's getting a bit older, the tradition is sort of slowly becoming that it's my in-laws' house that everyone goes to, which is cool for us because they live just around the corner. So as we're growing up and getting older, my traditions of me having family dinner at my mum and dad's house changes, and so does Phil's, because he used to spend a lot of time with his family on Christmas Day, but now we've got our own family. So our traditions as a family, which are not huge, we've only had kids for 7 years, we have presents in the morning. And then we probably have breakfast, but I'm actually not sure. But usually my mum and dad come around in the morning and give the kids their Christmas presents. Then we go around to my in-laws' house and we have a massive lunch. We have the massive Chinese New Zealand lunch, and it's amazing with the cooked pig. And then we toddle off to my parents' house in the afternoon just to keep eating and It's just an amazing day. We love our family and we are so grateful for our family, and we feel very blessed. And Christmas Day is an intense day of family, but I freaking love it. I know that not everybody has that luxury of spending time with family, but we do, and it's one of my favorite parts about Christmas. So the only thing that I don't like about Christmas is the crowds. The crowds drive me absolutely freaking insane. Now, I don't know about you guys, but excuse me, I've actually finished my Christmas shopping. Yes, it's the 3rd of December. I'd finished my Christmas shopping by October because I dislike Christmas crowds with a passion. I really, really don't like even going out. I'm going out to pick up my kids from school and kindy is almost too much. I usually shop during the year for things, which has become a problem because I actually have bought way too much stuff for my kids. But my kids have birthdays 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after Christmas, so it's a really, really busy time of the year. What I end up doing is just putting things aside as they come on sale because I've refused to pay full price for anything. Or I utilize yet lay-by earlier on in the year so that I'm not surprised by it. The only problem is that we have a very small house and we don't have a lot of hiding places. So my kids have seen some stuff and they're like, "What is this?" I'm like, "Just stop and get out of my bedroom, guys. Stop looking for presents." Thankfully, they forget. Thankfully. But yeah, I've definitely bought way too much stuff. Lots of Lego this year. And they definitely don't need as much stuff as I bought, so they probably won't get it. I'll probably just siphon it off and give it to them during the year. So yeah, I love the build up to Christmas, the anticipation. I love every single thing about it. I love putting the Christmas tree up. I love the Christmas carols and the Christmas songs and candy canes and chocolate, even though I'm not really eating that stuff at the moment. Like, I just love everything about Christmas. And it's over in like that. It's over so quickly. And I always feel disappointed that it's not longer. So I tried to maybe talk to Phil about maybe we could have Christmas over 2 days. You know, do family at his house on one day Christmas at his house on one day and Christmas at my parents' house on another day. And then we just ease ourselves into Christmas and out of it. I honestly, Christmas, it's just an amazing time of the year, especially here in New Zealand. You know, it's summer here. And usually, actually, Christmas days quite often got rain, but last year it was fine. But yeah, hopefully it's not like that this year. So it's just a quick podcast just to chat about our Christmas traditions and just about presents and Christmas. And so I want to know from you guys, do you have a Christmas tradition? I will definitely be posting this as in a link somewhere so that you guys can answer me or just message me and let me know, because I love Christmas traditions. I love the different things that families do. I know a girlfriend of mine, she goes out every year and she buys a special Christmas bauble for the Christmas tree that for her kids. And there's always a memory behind that. And what about Christmas Eve? Do you guys do Christmas Eve, have Christmas Eve traditions? We don't specifically, but I know that loads of people do Christmas Eve boxes now so that everybody kind of gets into chilling out and watching a movie and getting ready for Santa. Or I know that there are people who do Christmas pajamas together. I used to watch a family on YouTube called the Shaytards, and they used to have full sets of the same pajamas for every single person in the family, and it was such a cool idea. We obviously have not done that. We are not heavy on true Christmas Eve traditions, but I quite like that idea. I really do. But yeah, so hit me with your suggestions on what you do around Christmas and your traditions. And hopefully the lead up to Christmas for you guys isn't too stressful. It can be a really rough time of the year. I know my anxiety skyrockets around this time, like I said, because of crowds. People get really angry and grumpy. So try and remain happy and calm, because we're all out there in the same boat. Anyway, this has been 10 minutes of your time, and I hope you guys are having a great day or night, wherever you, whatever you're doing right now. And I will chat to you in the next podcast.
See you later.